Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Most people think that surrender means giving up control, and willpower means forcing things through, kind of the opposite. But neither one of those are actually true definitions. The willpower is not the enemy of the ego, and surrender is not passive either. That's like such a human misconception. The real problem is that you have been using willpower to compensate for the lack of alignment. That's where the issues begin, how people ended up with incorrect understanding of what will really is. Because when you do not trust the timing of spirit, you push. When you do not trust the direction of spirit, you stall. So willpower gets used as either resistance or self-punishment. Neither one is correct. And your surrender then becomes a form of collapse or avoidance or waiting for a sign, like giving your power away to something external to give you understanding of what to do. You essentially lose your self-navigation in the correct sense, and you step into this false surrender when you do that. So neither one of those are spiritual functions. In Transcension School lesson, we will repair both of those, the willpower and surrender, so that you are calibrated correctly. The core question we will be exploring is this: what would your life look like if your willpower actually served spirit instead of trying to replace it? Not forcing, not giving up, but aligning personal will with the deeper intelligence that's already guiding you. In this lesson, you're going to learn to differentiate forced action from spirit-led action. They feel completely different in your body. How to use willpower correctly as a follow-through and devotion, not pressure. Also, recognize the moment when fear activates control before it hijacks your decisions. And also how to practice true surrender. Not collapse, not waiting, but letting the ego stop interfering so that you actually can truly surrender. You're learning spiritual discipline here, not spiritual submission. We're not about submission and giving up our power to some external thing. Also, in this lesson, there is an awesome meditation, Galactic Gate of Surrender. It's really cool calibration for your field. That's not about letting go of everything. It's about letting go part of you that interferes with spirit. Inside that gate, 3 things will happen. One is your control mechanism will soften so that the part of you that pushes and fixes and forces can relax and chill. Second, your true will emerge, the part of you that acts from clarity, not from fear. And three, you will feel the trust field of spirit in a way that your mind cannot create, cannot generate that, that only can come from spirit, which is such an awesome experience. So this gate calibrates the relationship between your human will and a spirit-led movement. Together, it shows you where to apply effort and where to release resistance, because you got to know which aspect is appropriate where. And most people don't need more effort. They just need better calibrated alignment, which is what I'm going to teach you in this lesson. When your willpower starts serving spirit, everything becomes simpler, so much simpler. You know exactly when to act. You don't waste energy on timing that is not yours, like somebody else's idea or whatever your fear tells you. You stop pushing against your own life. Finally, can we say amen to that? You stop abandoning yourself when things get uncomfortable, you know, which looks like self-judgment, looks like punishing yourself, looks like not believing you're worthy. All those are forms of self-punishment and abandoning yourself. You use effort strategically. That's another big change, not reactively. You know, effort is meant to be part of the strategy you're applying, not just like, oh, okay, right here, something doesn't work, I gotta push. That's an incorrect effort. That's a reactive effort. And decisions will stop feeling heavy because they are natural progression of the momentum of you being aligned with spirit. You start experiencing movement without resistance and surrender without collapse. This is where life begins to flow intentionally, smoothly, with deep purpose. And to be clear, this is not about forcing yourself to trust. You know, this idea is that, oh, you know, you're more spiritual if you trust. And most people don't have any idea trust what, trust how. So it just becomes like give up your power, and that means trust. Or the child way of like, oh, it's not going to hurt me, as in it's not going to give you some experience that you don't want to have. That none of those things have absolutely anything to do with trust. So we're not doing that fake trust that comes from the false matrix either. It's not about spiritually bypassing challenges. Challenges are lessons. We need them in order to grow. And it's definitely not about giving up responsibility. Like, you know, I'm always talking about responsibility. That's the Sekhmet energy of you gotta own what you're bringing. Like, that's non-negotiable. So not giving up any responsibility here in surrender. And it's also not about letting the universe make decisions for you. That's another huge misconception that people have about like, oh, I surrender so that the universe just decides for me. No, that simply means that once you stop navigating the karmic patterns, the false distortions, all sorts of fields of manipulation are navigating you. So the last thing we want is to give it up to the universe in this fake way. We want to be able to give it up to God in a surrender in a correct way when you are properly calibrated so that you are proportionally charged anchor to the power that you are bringing through you. Because without that, the power either can't come or the false power takes over. This is not about grinding harder either to achieve some enlightened state. This lesson is about coherence. Your power of will and spirit guidance pointing in the same direction. That's the coherence. When those two align, you become unstoppable without burning out. Just feels natural. And current changes on the planet, in the human collective, mean that misaligned power burns you out fast, and fake surrender leaves you stuck. This time demands clarity. Like, we literally have to be the stewards of clarity for humanity. When to push, when to pause, when to act, when to release, when to trust your knowing, and when to let spirit rearrange things for you and clear the path. Understanding the balance of those and how to navigate that is the key to being able to be self-masterful human that is happy, that is abundant, that is living in joy, and that is serving naturally through his or her purpose. This lesson will teach you exactly that, about the correct timing for your higher path. So before you dive into the lesson, ask yourself this. Where am I using willpower to compensate for fear? Where am I calling collapse surrender? All right. Dive into the lesson, pay attention to how your body responds when you think about action and surrender, and I will see you on the inside. Be love, be free, be God. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.